Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Everybody, welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join. Whether you're listening online, on the phone, on the podcast, through iTunes, however you're listening on tonight, or maybe tomorrow, next week, however, I thank God for you. God bless you. The first song I played was Come Just As You Are, and the second song was Beautiful Ashes, and both songs are by Crystal Lewis. Now, I know you're used to me going into prayer and then going into the message, but tonight we're going to shake things up just a little bit. I have a caller online, and 256, if you have a prayer request, I'm coming to you right now.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Prolific Fire.
Hi, God bless you. I'm calling for prayer. I'm trying to work on breaking all my soul ties that I've made over the course of my life, and I just ask that you know, that God, you know, completely cleans out any unclean ties I may have, any residue that might still be around me, just cleaning all out of my space, my spiritual space.
God bless you as well. Thank you tonight, God, for my sister, God. Thank you, Lord God, that you gave her the mind to call in, God. And I join my faith with hers on tonight, Lord God, asking you, Lord God, to get all up in her space, Lord God, and to purge her system of everybody, God, that she may be attached to, God, of everything, God, that she may be attached to, Lord God, whether it be sexually, spiritually, Lord God, or emotionally, Lord God. Everything, Lord God, that over the course of her life, Lord God, that she has developed an attachment to, God, unhealthy attachment to, Lord God. We ask that you break it, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, and give her the desire to not want it anymore, Lord God, after it's broken. walking, Lord God. Give her the strength, Lord God, to walk away and to not even miss it, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, God, and I ask that you restore to her, Lord God, healthy attachments, Lord God, healthy relationships, Lord God, healthy mates, Lord, healthy mate, Lord God, a healthy relationship, Lord, healthy friendships, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for her tonight, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for changing her mind, Lord God, changing her spirit, Lord God, and it's just teaching her, Lord God, how to grow in you and let everything go that she does not need. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you as well. Okay, is there anybody else on the phone line that desires prayer? If so, pray to one like my sister did, and I would be glad to pray with you. Okay, if not, I'm going to pray, and we're going to get into the message for tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, strengthen me, Lord God, to bring forth this message, God, the way that you gave it to me, Lord God, that somebody may be impacted, changed, Lord God, delivered and healed and set free on tonight, God. I thank you, Lord God, for setting me down, Lord God, and standing up in me mightily tonight in the name of Jesus. We can do it tonight, God, and we can do it together. Tonight, the foundational text comes from Luke chapter 1, verse 26 to 35, and I will be reading from the King James Version on tonight. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. Mary was a virgin, meaning she was untouched by a man. And what I love about tonight's text is that God was actually her first, the first to touch her and not man. Even though she was a spouse, said to be married to a good man by the name of Joseph, still before the wedding could come to be, God touched her by way of the Holy Ghost, and her virgin body became pregnant, strong enough to carry a baby full time. Father God, I'm going to stop right here, pause right here. I feel this in my spirit. For somebody that is unable to conceive a child, to carry a child, but you want a child, I declare upon your life tonight that the Holy Ghost will come upon you and you'll be able to carry that baby that you desire in the name of Jesus. That was not in my notes. I just felt it. Even though she was a spouse set to be married to a good man by the name of Joseph, still before the wedding could come to be, God touched her by the way of the Holy Ghost, and her virgin body became pregnant, strong enough to carry a baby full time. Your first memory of being touched might have happened at an age when you were far too young to fully understand what was happening to you. Your first memory of being touched might have been inappropriate and felt like your fault because you were old enough to give your consent. But instead, you shouted your right. You shouted your choice. You said no. And your no should have been respected as no meaning no, but it wasn't. Your first memory of being touched, unfortunately, might not have been an experience with a good man like Joseph or a good woman, and certainly not on your wedding night. Therefore, your first experience with sex has left you feeling everything but honeymoonish. Even now, the memories have severely affected who you are. Beloved, God told me to tell you what that man or woman did was violate your body. What that man or that woman did was violate your body. But he was actually the first person to really touch your body. But God says he was the first to really touch your body. When God is your first, tonight's message, when God is your first. God says, just like he touched Mary before Joseph could put his hands on her, he touched you too. The same way he touched Mary before Joseph could touch her, he touched you too, by way of the Holy Ghost. For the scripture says, you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost comes upon you. Acts 1:8, King James Version. And he, God, gave you the power, the strength to get through whatever you've been through. And he, God, gave you the power to get through whatever you've been through. A man or a woman is the reason you went through. A man or a woman is the reason you went through whatever you went through. But God is the reason you came through whatever you've been through. A man or a woman is the reason you went through whatever you went through, but God is the reason you came through whatever you came through. Somebody, God wants you to know that child that was conceived is just as much his as Jesus was. Though Jesus for a time laid in Mary's womb, in the womb of a young woman he had never sexually touched, but yet he touched her by way of the Holy Ghost. He touched her, favored her, approved of her, and who she was enough to give her and Joseph an assignment, a call, a reason to be. Hear me tonight. Dry your tears. Hear me tonight, whether you listen live or to the replay later. Hear me. The devil tried to put you in the tomb from the womb. Somebody, the devil's been after you from the beginning, since birth. He tried to put you in the tomb from the womb. But Jesus had already been given as your reason to live. But Jesus had already been given as your reason to live. John 3:16, New King James Version. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. In other words, before the devil could even decide what he was going to do and who he was going to use, because the devil does use people in your life. So does God, but the devil, he uses people. Most of the time it's in a bad way. All of the time it's in a bad way. In other words, before the devil could even decide what he was going to do and who he was going to use in an attempt to steal, kill, and destroy you, the sacrifice had already been made for your life. Hear me tonight. The sacrifice had already been made for your life. Therefore, live. The Message Bible says, this is how much God loved the world, that he gave his Son, his one and only Son. And this is why. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed. And this is why, so that no one need be destroyed by believing in him. And anyone can be whole and can have a whole and lasting life. Beloved, you don't have to be destroyed by the images in your mind. Beloved, you don't have to be destroyed by the images in your mind. You don't have to be overtaken, oppressed by the thoughts in your head. The devil is a liar. Live. live, even though the devil is trying constantly. He's trying constantly, consistently to break you, by reminding you of what they did to you. The devil is trying all he can try to break you by constantly reminding you of what that person did to you, not knowing that the storyline had already been finished and played out. The storyline, that storyline right there in your life has already been finished and played out. Live. The devil is a liar, so you might as well go ahead on and live. Jesus paid the price. He is the reason for your life, so go ahead on and live. We cast down. We take captive every thought. Every thought you're thinking, we bring into captivity to the, we bring it into captivity to the obedience of Christ. 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, New King James. Mind, you will obey Christ and think Christ-like thoughts. Mind, no longer will you come against those listening in on the phone lines, online, through iTunes, through the podcast. I plead the save, sanctify, anointed blood of Jesus over every mind that's listening right now. Everybody, right where you are, put your hand on your head. Everybody, and I mean everybody, right where you are, put your hand on your head. Father God, I cancel out the stress coming against this mind. Heal the pain associated with the memories that live in this mind. I plead over this mind the blood of Jesus. Cleanse, heal, bring deliverance to this mind in the name of Jesus. Do not be fooled by the lies coming against your mind. Do not be fooled by the lies coming against your mind. The truth is, God is rewriting your pain. Truth is, God is rewriting your pain. The same way he rewrote the woman's pain in John 8. I love this story in John 8. The way Jesus rewrote the woman's pain in John 8. The Bible says Jesus bent over, took his finger, and wrote in the dirt. He wrote in the dirt. He wrote in the rumors. He wrote in the midst of her shame and her accusers. He wrote something that set that woman free. He wrote something that set that woman who was caught up in sexual sin. He wrote something that set her free. He wrote something. We don't know what it was, but he wrote something that set her free. And that's what I love about it. Still to this day, there is nobody smart enough, wise enough, anointed enough that can tell you what Jesus wrote. No Bible scholar, not one Bible teacher, not one prophet or preacher. Nobody knows. But whatever he wrote, it made her accusers back off. Whatever he wrote in the dirt, in the ashes that they were trying to burn her with, whatever he wrote, it gave her the chance to see herself in a new light. Whatever it was that he wrote, it gave her the opportunity, the chance to see herself in a different light. Because if the devil has his way, all he wants you to see is your sin, how you messed up, how you did wrong. Forgetting that we've all done wrong, we've all messed up. We all living under God's grace. Whatever he wrote, he gave her the chance to see herself in a new light. I guess you could say he gave her beauty for ashes. And somebody tonight, he's giving you beauty for ashes. He is giving you beauty for ashes. You can look in the mirror and feel unashamed. You can look in the mirror and feel unashamed of the person looking back at you. Those who look to him are radiant. Those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. Psalms 34 and 5, NIV. You see, beloved, God doesn't want you to be ashamed. God does not want you to be ashamed. God doesn't want you covered in shame. Bury it down inside yourself because you're ashamed of who you are. You have no reason to be ashamed. Tuning in tonight on the phone, online, on iTunes, a podcast, whoever you are, I want you to know you have no reason to be ashamed. And no, I don't need to hear your testimony. Whoever you are, you still don't have a reason to be ashamed. As a matter of fact, you should be proud. You know why? You should be proud. Proud of what you were able to make it through. You should be proud of what you were able to make it through. There are people who died from the very things that God has blessed you to make it through. Don't take for granted that there are some people that didn't make it through what you made it through, but you're still here. So don't take that for granted. There are people who died from the very things that God blessed you to make it through. There are some people right now institutionalized. There are some people right now institutionalized because their mind couldn't handle what was done to them. Their body made it through, but at the expense of their mind. Somebody else, their mind is intact, but their body is so severely traumatized that even now they're experiencing problems with intimacy. Their social skills are wrecked, and their heart is so secluded that even though they know subconsciously that they can trust, those people can't even get through to them personally, on a personal level. I love you is hard for them, and I trust you is even harder. Still, there are others who have died at the hands of their abuser. Still, there are others who have died at the hands of their abuser or by suicide. But look at you. You're still here. But look at you. You're still here despite the tears, despite your wounds, both physical and emotional wounds that have yet to become scars, despite how you feel sometimes. Because I know sometimes you don't feel your best, but despite how you feel sometimes, you're still here. You can't tell me there's no God. On tonight, I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done. You cannot tell me there's no God. You can't tell me. You cannot convince me that he hasn't touched your life. You can't convince me that he has not touched your life. Maybe you didn't feel his hand, and some days you don't feel powerful. Neither do I. Some days you don't feel powerful, but God has touched you. Just like he touched Mary and made her able, he touched you too. Some people think, so let's get this straight right now. Some people think the Holy Ghost would just make you dance, shout, and speaking unknown tongues, that's part of it. But the Holy Ghost is so much more. In John 14:26 from the Amplified Classic Bible, the Bible describes the Holy Ghost as a comforter, a counselor, a helper, an intercessor, an advocate, a strengthener, a standby. There is no way you could have made it through what you've been through without the Holy Ghost. There is no way that you could have made it through what you've been through without the Holy Ghost, without a comforter to comfort you all the times you cried. You couldn't have survived without a counselor there to talk you out of doing something crazy. Have you ever thought about doing something crazy and the spirit inside of you just came up in you and all of a sudden your mind changed, just something in you wouldn't let you do it? That's the Holy Ghost. It don't always have to come from an outside person. That was the Holy Ghost. You couldn't have survived without a counselor there to talk to you, to stop you from doing something crazy, without a helper, an intercessor, somebody praying for you, without an advocate pleading your case, without a strengthener making you strong, a standby just in case. Without the Holy Ghost, you never could have made it to see the light of today. Without the Holy Ghost, you never could have made it to see the light of today. You are just like me. Believe it or not, you are just like me. You've had a portion, not the full experience, but a portion of the Holy Ghost all your life. You didn't even know it, but I'm here to tell you tonight. You've had a portion of the Holy Ghost all your life. Even before you knew God, he knew you. And he invested too much in you to just let the devil steal it. So he touched you. God had invested too much in you already before you got to know him. He had invested too much in you to just come and let the devil steal it. So he touched you. As a way of preserving the gift in you, he touched you. He touched Mary, so that Joseph, though he was a good man, couldn't biologically claim the gift inside of her. It was all God. He touched her, and the Holy Ghost made a baby. He touched her, and the Holy Ghost made a baby. Sex didn't make that baby. The Holy Ghost made that baby. He touched Mary so that the gossip being said about her being a teenage, unwed mother. Maybe somebody listening tonight, you can relate to that. He touched Mary so that the gossip being said about her being a teenage, unwed mother-to-be wouldn't over-affect her. He touched her so she wouldn't be over-affected by the gossip. How many of you know on tonight, sometimes you can be over-affected by stuff. He touched her so that the rumors wouldn't take her mind. He touched her so that the rumors wouldn't take her mind. And everybody listening in tonight, you know what it feels like. I know you know. You know what it feels like to be talked about, to have people speaking evil of you, and they don't even know you. But he touched you before they could put their mouths on you. Glory to God. Before a man or woman could violate you, he touched you. Somebody, you know God touched you. Otherwise, you would have completely went psycho on somebody by now. He touched you. Somebody, he touched you when you were laying prostrate on that floor. God saw you when you were laying prostrate on that floor. You were having one of your days, and you were crying, and you felt like you were alone. God saw you laying prostrate on that floor, and he touched you. That's why you were able to get up, and that's why you're here today. He touched you. He touched you when you were in that relationship. I'm talking to somebody tonight, and I know it. God touched you when you were in that relationship. Like Mary and Joseph, who were also in a relationship. They hadn't had relations, meaning they hadn't had sex. They hadn't had relations, but they were in a relationship when he touched Mary via the Holy Ghost. Somebody, he touched you when you were in that relationship because you needed that touch to get some things straight within their relationship. He touched you by way of the Holy Ghost. And it doesn't matter what that man or woman did after that, because when God is your first, the title of tonight's message, when God is your first, the first of anything governs, controls the rest. The first of anything governs, controls the rest. That's why the Bible says to seek the kingdom, to seek God first, and all these things will be added, Matthew 6:33. Because when God is your first, he governs, controls, monitors what he adds, and he gives you the grace, the strength to make it through. Amen, amen, in the name of Jesus. He gave you the strength to make it through. It was the Holy Ghost. Somebody, I hope you learn on tonight that you've had the Holy Ghost all your life. If you had hard times, if you had troubles, if you've been sexually abused on tonight, but you made it through and it didn't kill you, that's because the Holy Ghost was operating on your behalf. And yes, the Holy Ghost does more than just make you shout and speak in tongues and run around and make people think you're crazy. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, can be a help to you. He can get you through life challenges. And for somebody tonight like myself, he already has. And today we give him the glory and the praise. At this time, I'm going to repeat this because normally this is when I do it, but I had to get my sister in. I felt like she needed it, so I got her in early. But at this time, if there's anybody else on the phone line desiring prayer, you can press 1, and I would be glad to pray with you on tonight. I pray that somebody got something out of the message on tonight. Again, the title of the message is When God Is Your First. Okay, if there's no prayer requests on the phone lines. You can also go to prolificfireministry.com, prolific, prolific, fireministry.com. You can leave a prayer request that way. Somebody just left a prayer request that way last week, and I got back to them. So if you want to leave a prayer request that way, I will get back to you as soon as possible. Or you can contact me directly. I don't mind. People do that too. You can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. You can email prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. If you need to talk to me about something, and you need Bible-based consultation, it's free. If you didn't get the number but you're following me on some of my social media, don't be shy to Don't be shy. Reach out to me and say, Poverty Stacy, I didn't get the number. Tell me the number again. I didn't get your email address. Tell me that again. I'd be glad to do it. You can follow me on Twitter, at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Follow me on Instagram at Poverty Stacy. And my name is Stacy without an E. S-T-A-C-Y, Poverty Stacy. And my personal Facebook page is also under the name of Poverty Stacy. Join me this Friday night by calling the same number that you called tonight, 347-426-3782, for those that are not on the phone. The number is 347-426-3782. That's Friday night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Friday night, it will be a time of prayer and prophecy. Prayer and prophecy. Join me for Faith on the Line with Prophet Pate, who is the normal host. I will be guest hosting again this week in my sister's, on my sister's behalf. So join me that night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific, by calling the number. The phone lines will be open that particular night to pray with you as well. The prayer focus is He loves you. That's all God told me to tell you this Friday. He loves you. And we're going to expound on that. We're going to pray. It's going to be a time of prophecy, so be sure to join us for that time. And then join me right back here on Prolific Fire, same time, same place, when my sister in ministry, Prophetess Pate, will be here. She will be the speaker delivering a powerful word. So be sure to join us then. Until next time, everybody, have a blessed night. And may the Lord always, always be with you. And you always stay with Him no matter what. Good night.